This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1262. 7 Reasons to Sleep Naked by Melanie Schwader of abrighterwild.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. Now, for a lot more blogs being narrated for you, check out Optimal Living Daily. You can search and find that podcast wherever you're listening to this. Now, here in the US, it's practically a holiday. That's because it's Super Bowl Sunday. I'm sure you're anxious to go watch the game, so I'm going to keep this intro nice and short. And with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. 7 Reasons to Sleep Naked by Melanie Schwader of abrighterwild.com. Hello, dear friends. Sleeping naked, a thing that feels so natural and comfortable for many of us, but so foreign and weird for others. A topic that divides households. Okay, maybe not that quite dramatic, but it can cause some awkward encounters if not planned for. What, you say? Why wouldn't I wear pajamas? First of all, I will say, if you are part of the million-dollar pajama industry and love to pass out pro-pajama propaganda, wow, say that 5 times fast, this may not be the place for you. Things might get a little radical around here. I will admit that I was a bit of a latecomer to the no pants sleep party, and I was all about those jammies through my childhood and teen years. It wasn't until I met my ex-wife that I realized that some people slept in the nude, gasp, and that, hey, they weren't all weirdos. I was so accustomed to having a death trap of fabric swaddled around my limbs every night that I had a hard time sleeping at first. But it only took about 3 nights of bearskin bliss before I came to adore this new way of slumber. Now, besides the obvious personal preference thing, there are actually many benefits to sleeping in the buff. Of course, initially, I didn't really consider these much because it just felt so good to be naked under my big, fluffy comforter. But hey, for those of you who like to see some real data before you change your routines, which is understandable, I will give you 7 awesome reasons why you may want to strip down before bed. So, in no particular order, I give you my 7 benefits to sleeping in the nude. 1. Air it out. Okay, friends, here's the cold, hard truth. Our bodies are not meant to be covered up all the time. Our skin is designed to breathe, and our bods thrive when there is fresh air around. Being naked lowers your risk of skin conditions, fungal overgrowth like athlete's foot and jock itch, and reduces skin irritation from pajama-induced friction. Granted, these benefits apply to any kind of nude time, but if you're not ready to prance around your house au naturel, just start with bedtime. 2. Lower your cortisol. One of the most potent stress hormones we have is cortisol, and this is affected by body temperature and circadian rhythms. Sleeping in the nude can help your body regulate its temperature and stay within a healthy sleep range, lower than your daytime temperature, telling your system to cut back on the cortisol. Over time, this can help reduce chronic stress, weight gain, and mild anxiety issues. 3. Boost your melatonin. Another temperature and light-sensitive hormone in our bodies is melatonin, and sleeping nude can actually boost the natural release of melatonin from the brain. This, along with reducing your nighttime blue light exposure, can lead to an easier time falling asleep and staying asleep and provide a deeper and more relaxing night. 4. Protect your precious jewels. Dudes, you probably already know that in order to maintain sperm health and potency, your testes need to be kept cool. So why contain them with restrictive undies at night? And ladies, let's talk about yeast infections for a sec. Yeast loves anywhere that is warm and moist, and when you sleep in clothes, that's the ideal place for itching and burning to begin. Do yourselves a favor and let your bits breathe. Also, for all genders, it's important to stay away from synthetic fabrics and go for breathable, organic cotton, bamboo, or hemp when picking out underwear. 5. Boost your oxytocin. If you happen to share your bed with a partner, you may find that sleeping nude can make you feel more intimate, more connected, and more in love. This is thanks to a little hormone called oxytocin, aka the bonding hormone, which is released by skin-to-skin contact. You won't get the same rush when you're both wrapped up in pajamas, so strip down and do some pre- and post-sleep cuddling tonight. Plus, if you get a case of the cuddle sweats, you'll be able to cool down faster when you're nude. 6. Enhance the flow. Even the softest, loosest pajamas can end up wound around your waist, legs, ankles, and arms at various points in the night, and this can restrict the free flow of blood and lymph in your body. Keep your circulation strong and your lymphatic system unencumbered so your body can do its nightly job of cleaning house as your metabolic byproducts are processed and flushed out. Over time, sleeping naked can lead to improved immunity, healthier extremities, and better wound healing. And 7, keep it simple. For anyone who is yearning for a more simple and minimalist life, paring down on unnecessary things is golden. When you learn to sleep naked, you can save money on all those fancy pajamas, free up some room in your dresser drawers, and save time taking PJs on and off every day. It may not sound like much, but these little tweaks in your routine can help you feel a little bit happier and less rushed, and help you get back in touch with your natural state of awesomeness. And for an added bonus, research shows that people who spend more time naked tend to have better body awareness and body acceptance. Hooray! You just listened to the post titled, 7 Reasons to Sleep Naked by Melanie Schwader of abrighterwild.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I wanted to focus on tip number 5 specifically, boosting your oxytocin. So as Melanie mentioned in her post that oxytocin is a hormone and we release it when we feel like we're bonding. It's also called the trust hormone. So when we feel like we're in the presence of someone or some things that we trust. And what we're finding is increased oxytocin levels can improve our overall health and wellness. For example, we find oxytocin levels are really high when mother and baby are bonding. So when mom is holding her newborn baby and their skin is touching, we're finding that there's this flush of oxytocin in both the baby and the mom. And so some theorize that this furthers the bonding between mom and baby. Furthers the bonding, meaning there was quite a bit of bonding happening, likely when the baby was in mom's uterus. But researchers are also discovering there are other things we can do to increase oxytocin in the bloodstream. And believe it or not, one of those things can be as simple as setting an alarm clock every night. So let's say you know you have to be awake the next morning at a certain time. Some people are like Cosmo Kramer from the show Seinfeld and set what's called their mental alarm. They go, oh, you know what? I usually wake up at this time every day anyway, so I know I won't sleep too late. I'll be up in plenty of time to get to my appointment or whatever. But what researchers are saying is, don't try Cosmo Kramer's method. Instead, go ahead and set an alarm just in case. Because what they found is, when people set an alarm, they don't have to have that background noise in their minds, that potential mistrust of themselves, that they might oversleep. Instead, they put their trust in the alarm, that the alarm is going to wake them up on time. So that alone, by putting trust in the alarm clock, may secrete more oxytocin, which may help you fall asleep faster and get a deeper level of sleep. So putting trust in an inanimate object can also increase oxytocin levels, which may, in this case, help you sleep better. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Super Bowl Sunday. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.